In June last year, we made recommendations to the Honorable Minister of Agriculture and saying that the shortfall of 800,000 was just too much a figure for us to import from one country. We needed to open up all borders, which include Bedbridge, Plumtree, Machipanda, Chorong, and others. And we also needed to take positions on maize and procure it from South Africa and Brazil and Argentina. But regrettably, the minister refused.
What were the minister's reasons?
No reasons were advanced. And we feel that infringed on our administrative justice rights, that an organ of the state, such as the Minister of Agriculture, failed to give reasons and also does not do the proper thing. I mean, everyone is important. The issue of shortage has nothing to do with the ruling party or the president. It's a climatic phenomenon.
And we also understand that you have appealed to the acting vice president, Mr. Pelekezela Mpoko. What is the situation now?
No, we have appealed to the vice president and we await his response. The Zambian government has now put an export ban on any maize that is bought from its parastatal, which is called Food Reserve Agency. So you cannot buy maize from Zambia and export it, or buy maize from FRIA millet and export the products to Zimbabwe. Now, this is, of course, due to the precarious, stocks levels. The current heat waves, which are ravaging all southern Africa, are not making it any better. The Zambians now are expecting a deficit in 2016. So they have to take precautionary measures of imposing an export ban.
We understand that you are supposed to pay an amount of $2,000 in order to be issued with a permit. Is it not this issue that's stopping you from importing the maize?
No. Listen, we are going to import close to 400,000 tons. 400,000 tons, we are talking of $150 million. So we can pay for that amount. That is not a problem.
And we also...